This is Greg Corumbus at Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming. He's also a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. And one of the big stories up on Capitol Hill, although mostly on the Senate side on Thursday, was the testimony of major oil company executives as America's average gas prices are now north of $4 per gallon. We want to get the congressman's thoughts on what we can ask realistically from these oil companies, what we should make of Democratic efforts to end oil subsidies to those companies, and what the Republican plan is to bring those gas prices down. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. First of all, one of the things that's confusing this debate, and Democrats have been doing this, is they say that oil companies receive subsidies. Let me set the record straight. Oil companies do not receive subsidies. They do get tax deductions and tax credits, as any business does, and they get such tax deductions as any business, whether it's a grocery store or anything else. On the other hand, the so-called alternative forms of energy, such as ethanol production, wind, and solar, they do get direct subsidies. And so I want to be sure that your listeners understand this. So the net effect, if we decide, well, the oil companies are the bad guys, they're making too much money, if we take away tax deductions from them, then because they pass taxes on to the consumer, that will cause an immediate increase in the price of gasoline. So the last thing in the world we want to do as consumers who are, break out into a cold sweat when we drive up to the gas station to get gasoline and fill our tanks up, spending as much as $80 in some cases, the last thing we want to do is have more cost added to the gasoline.
And the Democrats, at least some of them on the Senate side, have admitted as such, and others from oil-producing states like Louisiana with Mary Landrieu and with Senator Begich from Alaska have said that they don't really like this Democratic approach. But Democrats are now saying that they realize this won't actually impact the price of gas in a positive way. So why do you think they're doing it?
Well, because it fits their green agenda, their left-wing agenda, which is, and we've had plenty of evidence of this, that the current administration and certainly Mr. Salazar, Mr. Chu, who's head of energy, they've all made statements to suggest that they want to see gasoline prices go up even as much as $10 a gallon, similar to what they have in Europe. And you say, well, why in the world would they want to do that? Well, from their perspective, it makes sense because, A, you're going to use less of it. B, you're going to ride a bicycle instead of a car. Or take a train or a subway instead of an automobile. From their perspective, that's going to save money. And the increased taxes that would go on it would simply be used to subsidize, as I said, to subsidize wind and solar, which is far more costly than gasoline. And so if you really want to get it down, the gasoline prices, what we need is more drilling. And we need more domestic drilling, and we need to push towards natural gas because we have more natural gas in this country than anywhere in the world. So there are a lot of things we can do. The technologies, Greg, are moving in the direction of cleaner coal, cleaner gasoline, and natural gas, that we can find more and more reserves. We've got more reserves now than we ever knew that we had. And so everything is in favor of robust competition, lower gas prices, as long as we allow the petroleum companies to do what they do best, and that is to explore and produce oil and gas.
You've said a number of important things there, Congressman, that I want to follow up on as many of those as possible in the next couple of minutes. First of all, quantify if you can. I don't know if there's an exact figure out there, but if, in fact, these tax breaks that you claim are available to just about every business are removed from the oil industry, how much of an impact would it make on how much we pay per gallon at the pump?
The estimates are that we're talking about $4 billion. So you could expect that you said that over consumer purchases. So consumers would be spending an extra $4 billion a year for gasoline.
in terms of where you can go from here. Some have said, especially on the Democratic side, as it related to Anwar in the 90s, Anwar in the previous decade, and some Republican ideas now, that if you pursue these reserves, it takes so long to explore them and to produce from them that it's going to be years and years before you see any sort of impact on our dependency, on the price of fuel. What can you tell us about these emerging technologies in terms of how soon these things could be online and how soon that it can make a big difference?
Greg, if the President of the United States announced today that he was going to open up Anwar, he was going to open up offshore drilling once again, the price of gasoline would drop immediately. Why? Number one, the speculators would come in, and instead of speculating the price up, they would speculate it down because there would be the expectation of future lower prices. Also, drilling would begin almost immediately. We have new, like, horizontal drilling techniques that we can go to places in Texas that's domestic, that we can get oil that we used to be unable to do that with. If the President would work with us on switching to natural gas for a lot of these fuels, including new automobiles, where you can get gas, an equivalent of a tank of gas for $1.85 per gallon. Natural gas is so inexpensive right now in this country that we can hardly afford to bring it out of the ground. So if the President just simply took leadership on that and would follow us with our legislation as we open up more drilling offshore, domestically, and in Alaska, and switch to natural gas, prices would drop overnight, and we would find them probably flatten out at about 50% of where they are today.
We were talking to a couple of your colleagues earlier in the week, mainly about economic issues, job creation, and that sort of thing. And they said, whether it's in terms of job creation or other areas of the economy, that federal regulations are just coming on so fast and so furious, especially as it relates to energy, but also healthcare. But in terms of our energy discussion, what would you need in terms of cooperation from the EPA and the Department of Interior and so forth in order to actually allow some of this stuff to move forward? How much of a reversal of course would they need to perform?
Well, for one thing, one of our bottlenecks in production, which is pushing prices higher, is refinery capacity. There hasn't been a new refinery built in about 30 years, and the only expansion of capacity has been existing refineries. And the EPA is holding us back on that. So that would be another thing, that if overnight those regulations were pulled back, we would see refinery production go up immediately. And also these blended gases, what so-called boutique blends in certain states that are required, where you get spot shortages and that drives prices up. If states would back away or the government would back away from those requirements and allow more standard forms of gasoline to be produced and sold, that would have a tremendous effect. So you're absolutely right, Greg. Regulations and excessive regulations that we have now are definitely help push the prices up.
Last question and the last 30 seconds before we let you go. What can the Republican House do to move this path towards energy independence along?
Well, we're doing it right now. We just passed the third in a series of trifecta of bills that will speed up offshore drilling permits, will open up offshore for more leasing, and it will streamline that system, fast track it. The problem is the Senate may not take it up and the President probably won't sign it. So the House is doing it. We're doing our work, but we need to get the Senate and the President to come in behind us to finally, once and for all, after 40 years, to have a sensible, cogent energy policy that will make us once again energy independent and bring gasoline prices down for Americans.
Encouraging and frustrating all at the same time, considering what could be done but what still stands in the way. Congressman, thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thank you so much, Greg.
Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.